Hello, I'm Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today's subject is Divine Healing Part 6, and we're still dealing with the topic called Traditions of Men. Before we go into more traditions of men, let me remind you of the scripture in Matthew chapter 15, verse 6. In the Amplified Version, it says, "For the sake of your tradition, the rules handed down by your forefathers, you have set aside the word of God, depriving it of force and authority and making it of no effect." It's very important to understand before we go into these next set of traditions of man that the word of God is very clear. The traditions of man, things that are man-made, those traditions will neutralize the word of God, and God will not be able to work in the lives of other people. And the seventh tradition of man says, if God heals, why then does he allow wars, sickness, and people to die? God is not in control of the earth. We are mankind. God is not the one who allows these things. We are the church. God is waiting for us to pray. And then when we pray in line with him, he can heal our land. God is not in authority in the earth. Mankind is the church. Jesus gave that back to us. And we'll find that in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 19, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. But what I want you to see here is in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, and it says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." God is waiting for the church to rise up and take dominion over the evil of this world. God has done everything possible and is now waiting on the church, the believers. The Holy Spirit is waiting to perform God's will in our lives. God will heal our land, but it's up to us. We are to come into agreement with God and his word for God to come into the earth and to make things happen. We can see in the scripture where Jesus has given that authority back to us. In Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19, Jesus approached and breaking the silence, he said to them, "All authority and all power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go then and make disciples of nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit." Reading from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. Let me start at verse 15. "And Jesus said unto them, Go into the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover." In this last set of scriptures in Mark's chapter 16, we see Jesus is giving authority back to the church, back to the believer. Let us now go to the next religious tradition. God works in mysterious ways. I'm quite sure you've heard that in church circles, and it sounds very religious. That's exactly what it is. It's religious. God works in mysterious ways. People often say God works in mysterious ways and his ways and thoughts are higher than ours, and how are we to know? That is correct. God's ways and thoughts are much higher than ours. But God has given us his ways and his thoughts in word format. It's called the Bible, the Word of God. God has given us his word so we, his children, will know his thoughts and his ways and operate the same as the Father. God also sent his son Jesus Christ to the earth to show people his ways and his thoughts. In Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 11 it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." The word of God is the will of God, and the thoughts and the ways of God, that's all the same thing. We have this in word form. It's called the Bible. When we go through the salvation process, our spirit man becomes a new creation through Christ Jesus. But God says you have to renew your mind by the washing of water by the word. by the word of God comes into our lives and we renew our thinking to where God thinks. From the day we're born onto this earth, we have the world's thinking and thoughts and ways put into our mind. When we become born again, as I said before, our spirit man becomes a new creation. That's done by God, but the renewing of our mind is done by the word of God. Why? Because God wants us to know his ways and his thoughts, and this is done by the word of God. When Jesus left the earth, he also left the Holy Spirit to show us more about God, more about his ways and his thoughts. Thank you for listening today, and God bless. Bye-bye.